Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. Today, we're talking UI automation using the Xamarin Test Recorder over on a Mac to test both iOS and Android applications. Now, in an earlier episode, which you can find in the show notes below, Charles Wang joined me to show all of us how to really automate our iOS and Android applications from both Xamarin Studio and Visual Studio, and then shove it up into the test cloud. What we want to do today is take a look at the Xamarin Test Recorder, kind of the fastest way to start automating the user interface for iOS and Android apps. So let's head over to a Mac and let's get started. So here I am on my Mac machine. And what I've done is brought up the Xamarin Test Recorder page, which you'll find in the notes. Now underneath, it'll tell you how to get started, with Visual Studio, or how to start recording on Mac OS. I can hit download, and this is going to download and install the Xamarin Test Recorder for the Mac OS devices. And on Mac OS, we can do both iOS and Android development, just like we can on both Visual Studio. The nice thing about the Test Recorder is that you're able to use the iOS simulators locally, which is very nice. So here we go, it's downloaded in just 20 seconds, and we're just gonna go ahead and install it. So from scratch here, I'm gonna continue, select my hard drive, hit install, just type in my password. There we go. Cleaned up, validated. Launched. Now that means that it's going to show up in my Finder applications under Xamarin Test Recorder. I always like to drag and drop it right next to Xamarin Studio. So let's go ahead and launch it, and let's see what we get. So when we launch the Xamarin Test Recorder for the first time, we're going to get a blank user interface, and it's going to kind of tell us, like, hey, we're ready to start doing stuff inside of here. We have this little output window that we can open and close. If we go up to the top left, under our options, we have the ability to check for updates, go into preferences where we can specify additional keys, general settings to update our key store for Android. If we want to automatically inject Calabash, provisioning profiles, we have some really advanced things inside of here. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is update my API key. Now, this is really important because this is what's going to allow the Xamarin Test Recorder to upload to the Xamarin Test Cloud. There's a nifty little link that you can click, or you can go into your Xamarin Test Cloud account, and under any team, you can go and say, show API. This is going to be the API key that you're going to need, and then down here, we're going to go ahead and paste it in. Boom. This will update and register, and we'll be good to go. Let me zoom in one more time here, and we can see, hey, it wants to open something. What do we want to open? Well, I can open an Android device or a simulator, or an iOS simulator or device if I have one plugged in. Here we're going to see all the different iOS devices. Here's iPhone 5. Then we can select an application. Now, I've been using the Test Recorder for some time, so it saved all of my previous applications that I've uploaded from previous versions of the Test Recorder. But I can go ahead and say open. And when I do that, we can search for any APK or any iOS application that I've gone ahead and generated. I'm going to go ahead and select the My Driving application, which is an open source application that I'll have in the show notes that enables you to turn your car into a smart car. So I'm going to go ahead and select that application. And immediately what we're going to see on the bottom left is that it's connecting to app. And that means two things. It's going to make sure that Calabash is installed on iOS. It's going to launch an iOS simulator. And then it's going to put it into the Test Recorder mode. So let me zoom out here. Here's our iPhone 5 simulator. It's booted up. It's going to boot up for the first time. And every time we create a new test, it'll relaunch the simulator so it gets a real clean session. So here we go, built, of course, with Xamarin using C#. And we're going to launch our application. Now, once it's connected successfully, we'll see the record icon is here. We could interact to get our app into the correct state, but here I'm just going to go ahead and say record. I can go ahead and say skip authentication. It's going to pull in our maps, and we're simulating a drive here. And you can see when I hit skip, immediately the Test Recorder already generated an app.tap here. I can go ahead and hit record. It'll go ahead and say, hey, do I want to use the simulator? Let's use the simulator. And it even finds the UI alert controller action view and says, use the simulator. I can go ahead and hit stop. I can enter text into here, so test. Hit OK. It'll go ahead, bring up the trip summary, come back here. I could look at my profile. There's Scott Guthrie, adorable. We can go through and scroll. And as we're interacting with the application, the Xamarin Test Recorder is checking this out automatically for me. I can come in and I can assert things too. So I can go ahead and tap on this little icon. I can go ahead and assert that this icon is correct. So it'll say, wait for element, wait for this to show up. I can go ahead and have specific timeouts, but I also want to show you that you can toggle on and off specific screenshots that would show up inside of the Xamarin Test Cloud. So now what we can do is we can say stop. We can stop the recording. I can simply play back with run and it'll go ahead and do this. I could fix up any of the steps that I've created here. And then I can go ahead and say export. I can go ahead and either copy the actual output or export the UI test. I'm going to go ahead and put it right on my desktop so we can take a look at it. And we'll say my driving test. There we go. I'm going to come over here and here's my driving test. Open it up. And what we can see here, either in Xamarin Studio or VS Code, is that it's gone ahead and generated the actual test for me, including all of my screenshots in my code. Here, it's configured my app bundle. I can immediately take that into either Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio and start uploading to the test cloud. Or I could simply say export and send to test cloud. And with that send to test cloud button, it will automatically attempt to get my IPA or my APK file and send it automatically up to test cloud. And there you have it. In just a few minutes, downloading the Xamarin Test Recorder, getting up and running, selecting our iOS application, and we've built a full automation suite for the My Driving application, and even sent it up to the test cloud. Hope you enjoy this snack pack, and hope you come back for more.